This program is being tape recorded for inclusion in both the 50 and 100 year time capsules to be buried Saturday in celebration of Santa Rosa's centennial year. The purpose of the tape is to provide in the years 2018 and 2068 Empire residents with an audio record of KSRO Radio, the sound of the Redwood Empire. This two-hour tape recording is at best only a partial record of area broadcasting as it is heard today in 1968. It is a sampling of the daily 3.5 hour Woody Hanson program, one of several such presentations that make up the daily sound of KSRO. The intent here is not to create a special showcase for the centennial, but to, as nearly as possible, present to those who will take the time, 100 years from now, a record of what is heard at a given time on an average day by listeners in the Empire. The hope is that this recording will provide somewhat of an insight toward understanding a portion of daily life in 1968. This, then, is a sampling of the sound of the Redwood Empire, March 15th, 1968.
Most convenient shopping centers in the area is Mayette Village on Yalupa Avenue in Santa Rosa. There are many shops to serve you in Mayette. Some of them are Meadow Sweet Dairy, Mayette Drive-In Cleaners, Mayette Photography, Monty's Lighting and Appliances, Sprouse Wright's, Mayette Douglas Service, Popo's Drive-In, A&B Market, The Watch Shop, Peter's Nursery, and Walt's Mobile Service. All friendly merchants in Mayette Village, the convenient shopping center.
The big Westinghouse truckload sale is on right now at Monty's in Mayette Village on Yalupa Avenue. Fantastic buys on all Westinghouse appliances, TVs, and stereos. You can buy a Westinghouse frost-free refrigerator for only $118.88. Washers and dryers for $98.88 each. Westinghouse color TVs on sale at $288.88. Stereo consoles from $199.88. Make your move now to bigger savings than ever during the Westinghouse truckload sale at Monty's. That's Monty's in Mayette Village on Yalupa Avenue. Open tonight till 9 o'clock.
And out here, here's Woody. Yeah, I'm glad I got to agree.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wayne. 3 minutes after four, and welcome aboard, with one or two exceptions. How do I feel? It's a little strange, folks. A little strange, yes. A little frightening, even.
Thank you. is one of the top big bands of 1968, Buddy Rich, and a tune called The Machine, which fits for most of us, I think. 7 minutes after 4 o'clock is the time. Hanson here until about 6:25. Things will be pretty much the same as usual today. That's going to be the attempt. The minute you turn on the tape recording machine and the minute you say that the tape is going to be placed in a time capsule, it automatically becomes impossible, you know, it becomes completely impossible to be perfectly normal, but we'll attempt to do pretty much the same thing we do every day around here. I'll have some interviews with people throughout the empire, selected at random, traveling microphone type thing, on their ideas concerning the future, and I think you might find those interesting. I want to remind you to wash your car the modern way today or any day. All this becomes hilariously funny. As you're reading a commercial like this, you think about somebody 100 years from now. Wash your car the modern way, the guy's saying on the radio. Anyway, today or any day at the all-new Lewis Road 25-cent car wash, you can wash your car or its engine, wash and wax for 5 minutes for 25 cents. There's no extra charge for the wax. At Lewis Road 25-cent car wash on Lewis Road, obviously, just a half block east of Mendocino and Steel Lane. Find all the extras that you need. Coin and bill changer, wash basin and wringer for your chamois, and a tent 7 days a week. Wash and wax for only 25 cents. Remember the good old days, folks? 5 minutes for 25 cents and no extra charge for the wax at Lewis Road 25-cent car wash, a half block east of Mendocino and Steel Lane.
Held over again. The glory of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Katharine Hepburn, Best Actor for Spencer Tracy. Because you just won't let it go, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner has been held over at Park Cinema One. Exclusive indoor showing in Sonoma County. See Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One on Summerfield Road across from Howard Park.
5 minutes after 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon from Sunny Glen here at 1350. Goody Woody until about 6:25, as I said. Throughout the afternoon, I'm going to be quoting from the 1965 summer edition of Horizon in an article by Alvin Toffler called The Future is a Way of Life. And it starts off with a quote, "It is a poor sort of memory that only works backwards." Maybe you remember that quote from The White Queen in Through the Looking Glass. Let me pass along some of the information from time to time. Future shock is a time phenomenon, a product of the greatly accelerated rate of change in society. It arises from the superimposition of a new culture on an old one. This cultural shock in one's own society. But its impact is far worse. For most Peace Corpsmen, in fact most travelers, have the comforting knowledge that the culture they left behind will be there to return to. The victim of future shock does not. Take an individual out of his own culture and set him down suddenly in an environment sharply different from his own, with a different set of cues to react to, different conceptions of time, space, work, love, religion, sex, and everything else. Then cut him off from any hope of retreat to a more familiar social landscape, and the dislocation he suffers is doubly severe. Moreover, if this new culture is itself in a constant turmoil, a revolutionary transition, and if worse yet, its values are incessantly changing, the sense of disorientation will be still further intensified. Given few clues as to what kind of behavior is rational under the radically new circumstances, the victim may well become a hazard to himself and others. Now imagine not merely an individual, but an entire society, an entire generation, including its weakest, least intelligent, and most irrational members, suddenly transported into this new world. The result is mass disorientation, future shock on a grand scale. Be dealing with this in part throughout the afternoon. Don Ho next.
Right on, General. General Tires. Listen, are you riding around on worn, dangerous tires? Well, do something about it right now. Visit General Tire Service at 800 Piner Road in Santa Rosa during the great 68 tire sale. Now, you'll find four-ply nylon cord General Safety Jets, size 650 by 13 tubeless black walls, sale priced at $14.68, plus $181 federal excise tax. You'll also save on other General Safety Jet sizes during the great 68 tire sale. That's a General Tire Service, 800 Piner Road, at the corner of Cleveland and Piner in Santa Rosa.
About 30 years ago in Chicago's Northwest Side, a kid started fooling around with car engines. Eventually, he got so good at it, he could take an engine apart and reassemble it, blindfolded. The kid grew up a racing driver and automotive engineer, passionate, committed, always looking for a better way. He found one, a product that cut friction and wear in a racing engine like nothing else ever had, a product called STP Oil Treatment. As the years went by, the kid used STP in all his cars, including the two history-making Indianapolis 500 cars he created, the fantastic No-Buy Special, and more recently the revolutionary STP Turbine car. Today, Andy Granatelli is still committed to engines, racing, and excellence. And STP is still the best friction fighter ever produced for any car, racing or passenger, old or new. Have your service station crew add STP to your oil and run smoother, quieter, longer. Take it from a Chicago kid named Andy Granatelli. STP gets your car going racer sharp.
Yes, there you go, STP. Increasing cloudiness with rain likely beginning overnight. Highs today will center around 65. Overnight lows will be in the mid-40s. Winds will be shifting to southerly and increasing. Don Ho, everybody.
This is our number one Beach Boys song, everybody.
We talk right
nice
over
him. Nice party
here.
Song. We'll help you sing along line. With us. All you got to do is say, hey, lay, 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 all right? Okay, gang?
Tall, dark, and thin tonight, hem or skin. Tonight for sure. Cha 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 ra cha 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 ra cha 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 cha. I can suck it tonight, you make it. Tonight you bring one ding a ling. Mañana en mora pajama.
Kalele. He's a pretty big man in Hawaii and not too bad, over here, too. I wanted to say stateside, but that's a hangover. On the continent, what's going on, Grady? Jim Grady happens to be in the announce booth right now, the morning man here at 1350, and I'm about to make you immortal, Jim, by talking to you on the air right now with the tape going and all. But what about your coach, Grady? I know you, of course, as KSR radio personality, Jim Grady, and account executive and things in there. But what's the latest on the KSRO No Stars and the Oakland, who are they? Raiders, yes.
Well, I understand they're burying your program today, and I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be buried or I'm going to be canned, but one of the two.
When do you resurrect, 50 years or 100 years?
50 years and 100 years. Oh, you hit the nail on the head, huh?
Mustang GTCS at Cole Ford in Sebastopol.
Okay,
California, now you're going to get another better idea from Ford. Mustang GTCS. Mustang's California Special.
A specially built Mustang that looks like a million, costs like a Mustang. It's another better idea from Ford, and it's at Cole Ford in Sevastopol now. Standard equipment includes a special blackout grille and rectangular fog lamps up front, custom scoops and stripes on the sides, and Shelby-type spoiler and horizontal taillights at the rear. Mustang GTCS. California made it happen. Let it happen to you at Cole Ford in Sevastopol now.
Here's the word. West Coast Mobile Homes' annual spring clearance is your opportunity to really save. Tremendous bargains at West Coast during this once-a-year sale. Free coffee and refreshments and factory reps to give you all the assistance you want. Really big savings. Have a trade-in? Want to move up? West Coast Mobile Homes says, not only are trade-ins welcome, we want them. Don't miss the annual spring clearance. It's the big sale of the year, now through Sunday. At West Coast Mobile Homes, 2532 Santa Rosa Avenue, from the freeway, turn and turn to West Coast Mobile Homes.
18 minutes after 4 o'clock, well, as I mentioned earlier, in line with the centennial celebration, I went out into the Empire with a portable tape recorder and interviewed people. Originally, my idea was to do it by way of telephone and allow listeners to call in with their comments. And a couple of things happened. First of all, the response was out of about a week and a half, I think I received 4 telephone calls. And that was about the amount of interest that was shown by way of the telephone. Some people thought that perhaps I was joking, and other people thought perhaps it was frightening because I was too serious about it. I'm not really sure what the situation was. But an unfortunate accident happened, one in which I should know better. But I didn't put a label on one of the tapes, and it got erased through nobody's fault but my own. And I've been in this business now.
When you want cash fast, come to where the money is. Beneficial Finance.
Get that big okay and beneficial. Get that big okay for cash today. Don't pick up your phone and make a call for cash.
Okay.
The beneficial way.
Come to where the money is. Come to Beneficial. Our only business is making loans. Bill cleanup loans, shopping loans, all kinds of loans.
Get that big okay at Beneficial. Okay. Get that big okay. Okay.
Beneficial Finance Company.
1350. I beg your
Visit
pardon.
Visit Beneficial's office in Healdsburg at 128 North Street in the Midtown Center. Phone 433-5565. 433-5565. Loans up to $3,500.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to step on your, whatever, the esophagus. Oh, dear, let's get the ID in here. Something hilariously funny has happened, folks, and I'll fill you in on it later.
Here's the Press Democrat's news editor, Dick Torkelson.
What was Santa Rosa like 100 years ago? Santa Rosans and other Redwood Empire residents will get a taste of the good old days tomorrow during the City of Santa Rosa's Centennial Day celebration in the downtown area. And then a close look Sunday when the Press Democrat's special centennial edition is published. The some 200-page Sunday edition delves deeply into the forces that have made the city what it is today. The edition is a part of the Sunday paper, available at no increase in cost to regular subscribers. However, the cost of the Sunday paper is 50 cents to all others. Orders can be placed by telephoning the Press Democrat Circulation Department. The centennial edition will be something to send your friends and something to save.
You'll read this special feature and many more in the Press Democrat. There's everything for everybody in the newspaper that prints all the news, all the time, the Press Democrat. If you're not already a subscriber, why not find out how easy it is to have the Press Democrat delivered? Dial the PD at Liberty 62020. That's Liberty 62020.
This is Wayne Johnson with KSRO News in Brief. Senator Robert Kennedy of New York will announce at a Washington news conference tomorrow that he will challenge President Johnson for the Democratic nomination. Panic buying in Paris today plunged the dollar to a new low as gold prices skyrocketed on the international market. In California, Robert Cote, the Northern California Democratic chairman, says Kennedy's entry into the California primary would seriously damage the party's chances against the Republicans. And Senator Tom Kuchel got a verbal pat on the back today at Indio from former President Eisenhower. However, Ike stopped short of endorsing Kuchel in his bid for re-election. Locally, today, one day prior to Santa Rosa's 100th birthday, the 6th Annual Congress for Community Progress was held, sponsored by the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. Key topic in all panels was the next 100 years. Guest speakers were Representative Don Clausen and State Senator Randolph Collier. I'll have sports and weather after this word.
When I say fever, what do you think of?
Dodge.
Dodge? What are you, some kind of a nut?
No, sir. I had a terrible attack of Dodge fever last week. But I'm fine now, thanks to the Cost Plus plan at Chet Dixon Dodge.
Did you know that we're on the air talking to thousands of people?
My goodness, no. But I do hope all those with Dodge fever will stop in and see Chet Dixon and ask about the Cost Plus plan on a new Dodge.
Sheesh.
Jack Nicklaus ran off a string of four straight birdies to take a two-stroke lead at the halfway mark of the Citrus Open Golf Tourney today. He shot a four-under par 68 for a 36-hole total of 135. In exhibition baseball at Phoenix, the California Angels defeated the San Francisco Giants 3-1, and the Oakland Athletics in 10 innings down the Washington Senators 8-4. From the KSRO Weather Center, increasing cloudiness with rain likely beginning overnight. Lows will be in the mid-40s for the Santa Rosa area. Winds will be shifting to southerly and increasing. Current temperature reading at KSRO now 58 degrees.
You can park free in downtown Santa Rosa, where the selection is greater and the price is lower. There are 3,000 parking spaces downtown, so you're never more than 311 steps from a lot offering validation or free parking. Yes, it's easy to park free and shop in downtown Santa Rosa, where there are 5,219 trained and friendly people to serve you. So try shopping downtown Santa Rosa today.
Downtown for shopping. Shopping downtown.
And a reminder, the Stone Furniture at 625 5th Street and Medico Drugs at 5th and Mendocino both offer free parking validation in downtown Santa Rosa.
Rain, an important element in the brewing of bush. From Iowa to North Dakota and then west to Oregon and Washington, rainfall is studied by Anheuser-Busch buyers. At harvest time, they will go to towns where the rainfall measurement assures good crops. Towns like Turtle Creek and Spiritwood to buy barley and corn. The grains must be just right, not too moist or too dry, but just right for the brewing of bush. Take barley, for instance. 2-row barley and 6-row barley are best for brewing beer. That's the kind we buy. For one reason and one reason alone. Beer can't be better than the ingredients that go into it. That's why Busch is the best popular priced beer in America. And we can prove it.
Six minutes before 5 o'clock, and now, ladies and gentlemen, here is KSRO's general manager, Mr. Frank McLaurin.
Thank you very much, Woody. I know I speak on behalf of the entire staff at KSRO in being very proud to be a part of this tape recording that will be opened 50 to 100 years from now. We're just not sure at which point, but we imagine they're going to leave the tape in for the full 100 years. I'm sure that you have given them a little of the background on the preliminaries that went into making this tape. We were talking about the technical aspect, finding a particular type of tape that we were sure could last 100 years.
We haven't gone into the technical situation as of yet. We will be doing that shortly.
Well, I think that might be interesting. Also, the container that the tape will be placed in with the instructions on how they will play it. It had to be recorded a certain way and what have you. I thought, though, that should it be a 100 or a 50-year period from this day, it would be interesting for the people who will be listening to this recording on KSRO to know a little bit about our staff. I'm sure that some of our children will still be here, or possibly grandchildren, should it be 100 years. Here at KSRO, we have a staff of 16 people. We have a office manager, Mrs. Vi White, who does our traffic work that is known as logging the spot announcements and newscasts and programming. She also does our bookkeeping. We have a receptionist who also does secretarial work, and Miss Cheryl Davis. Our operations director, who has the overall assignment on the sound of the station, is Merle Ross. Our news director is Bob Baker. Our news editor is Wayne Johnson. In our production department, we have a combination meteorologist and continuity editor in Richard Van Cleve. Dick was one of the outstanding students of a well-known meteorologist of this century, Harry Geis. Harry went east for a while. Dick took his job, and now Harry is back from the east, and we have two meteorologists, Harry in the early morning and then Dick taking the assignment for the remainder of the day. It's a very unusual feature, I believe, for a station in this size market or community to have this service for its listeners. We have today in 1968 radio what we term personality programming, and this is what it is at KSRO. Each of our personalities has an assignment in the amount of hours they are on the air. They have time, of course, in advance to prepare for this. As you are listening to Woody Hanson now, actually Woody came in at 12 noon today, and he works until 6:30 tonight. In the morning, we have a young fellow named Jim Grady who awakens the listeners of the Redwood Empire from 6 to 9. Then Bob Baker, who we mentioned as our news director, presents a feature that is quite controversial in modern contemporary radio. It's a talk show in which he discusses with his listeners via the telephone, and they in turn are heard on the air, the various subjects of interest from not only national and world, but local spheres. Bob very often has a guest, which challenges the listeners to call and either agree or disagree. At noon, we present some news features at 12:30. Jack Balance is our afternoon personality. The fellow who you are listening to now, Woody Hanson, is on from 3 till 6:30. And then on the evening, we have a fellow, Norm Howard. Our chief engineer, the man that keeps all of our technical equipment working and who has worked with us on the production of this program, is Hilmar Kahn. Of course, to make it all possible, we need a sales organization, for we do sell radio time commercially in this century. Our sales manager is Gordon Lofgren. Jim Grady, one of our personalities, also is a salesman, as is Ron Brown, Jerry Ponis, and Lee Harris. Have you told them anything about the music you're playing, Woody?
No, we haven't gone into that as of yet. So far, the music has had to speak for itself.
Well, we might tell them that today we're using recordings, and they are usually at two speeds. They are an album, which you can take a number of selections from. I believe an album has 5 to 6 selections on one side. These are played on a turntable at 33 and a third, or you can play what we know as a single record at 45. Our commercials, and this is quite a transition within the last 10 years, everything today is what we call produced for the audience to hear. Very little copy is read live on the air anymore. By that, an announcer just taking a piece of paper with some words written on it. It is all produced in a production room on a tape recording, and then transferred to a cartridge, which is cued automatically with electronic impulses, so the personality pushes a button, and there is a production spot for any one of our clients with the sound effects or a musical background to set the setting. The news department features a heavy emphasis on local news. At the present time, we are the only station who is doing a local news coverage effort. We use the services of United Press International for both the world and statewide, as well as national news. We use an airplane in the coverage of our news of the Empire, as well as a helicopter. We have ground units in station wagons, which are radio equipped. We mentioned our sales department, and the sales effort makes everything possible. We sell spot announcements to our commercial sponsors, the various business houses throughout the area, as well as national sponsors such as Ford and Kilpatrick and Burgermeister Beer, for example. We sell 60-second announcements, 30-second announcements, as well as 10-second announcements and 5-minute newscasts. We do have 2 15-minute newscasts on the station each day. KSRO is the oldest station in the area, coming on the air back in 1937, some 31 years ago from the time of this recording. We are a 5-kilowatt full-time radio station, which gives us the advantage of the greatest power. At night, we do go directional, using 2 towers. Daytime, we utilize 1 tower. We have 2 other stations in the area, one which is KPLS in Cottingtown. Their format is in a way similar to ours, with more emphasis on currently comedy albums. I believe their music trend toward the end of the day is geared to the younger listener than we are seeking. We are looking for the young adult and over, the 18 and age over bracket. We are not programming to a younger audience, as many stations are throughout the country today. KVRE is another station in our market. It is located on Bennett Valley Road. Both of these stations have come on the air, KVRE coming on the air in 1962, and KPLS, I believe, coming on the air in 1958. KVRE is today a country and western station. Years ago, it was known as a hillbilly music station, but of course, many of the songs that we're hearing in this century are derived from country western ballads that have had their lyrics changed in some fashion to make them popular with the orchestrations that perhaps are a little fuller than what most country western stations present. So today we do have three radio stations in Santa Rosa. We don't know how many will be here in this town when you are hearing this tape 100 years, if there is even radio. It may be something even greater than what we have today, which we think is a wonderful means of informing television. Is there anything that I can add to your tape for the capsule?
I think that's going to take care of it, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Frank McLaurin, our general manager here at KSRO Radio.
KSRO, Santa Rosa.
16 prior to 5 now. Want to be a cool cook in a cool kitchen?
It's cool to cook with gas. So cool to cook with gas. When you turn it off, heats up like that. Take the heat off. Cook cool. Cook with gas. When you turn it off, heats up like that.
It's cool to broil on a modern gas range, too, because you broil with a broiler door closed. And your kitchen stays free of smoke because smoke and splatter are actually consumed by the gas flame. Cool. Take it from PG&E.
It's cool to cook with gas. So cool to cook with gas. When you turn it off, heats up like that.
Just like that. Joni Summers is doing commercial work now. I'm glad to see her at least being heard again. She must be making the nightclub circuit because she isn't recording records any longer, at least currently. I hope one day in the very near future she'll be back with us. 58 degrees in the Empire right now. The Bank of Sonoma County has a message. Listen.
The Bank of Sonoma County, with offices in Forestville, Guerneville, and Sebastopol, reminds all potential new car buyers, new car loans, now 4.5% financing. That's right, at the unstuffy guys who are money-wise, your friendly Bank of Sonoma County.
A full-service commercial bank, that's the bank for me. It's full-service, that is why I bank so easily. Every service you will need to help you bank with greater speed. A full-service commercial bank is the bank for you and me.
Why not see the money guys? That's your friendly loan officer at any one of those three locations of the Bank of Sonoma County. New car financing, 4.5%. See them today. You'll be glad you did. And remember, they're friendly, easy to deal with. Never say no. Bank of Sonoma County, Forestville, Guerneville, Sebastopol.
Just like that. There you go. Well, things are happening. Three of our cheerleaders have come in for the KSRO No Stars and the Oakland Raiders football players. We're going to have a benefit game coming up shortly. March, when is it? 28th, I guess it is. I don't have the information out right now. And the date, is it the 28th, gals? Yeah. So, I tell you what we'll do today. Instead of the song, as I promised you yesterday, we're getting behind schedule and I've got a lot of material to get in before 6 o'clock. So, could we have a short yell a little later on?
Okay.
Okay, in about 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the flowers. Snapdragons and what? Can you smell that, folks? I'll move it right into the microphone here. Oh, that's right. In 68, we don't have smeller radio, only audio radio. Okay. Where did you get these flowers, gals?
On the way.
On the way up. Somebody's missing some flowers in their front yard, I'm sure. Let's check the Empire traffic situation. Here's Ed Wilkinson.
Good afternoon, Woody. It's 1,000 feet over the greater Santa Rosa area. Traffic is moving along very nicely. We do have
considerable congestion for southbound motorists on Cleveland and College. Moderate activity on College between 4th and Cleveland Avenue. In the downtown area on 3rd, 4th, and 5th, traffic is moving along very smoothly with no problem that I can see from my spy in the sky spot up here. There is considerable construction activity on 3rd and 4th under the freeway. However, presenting not too much of a problem for motorists. They're handling the problem very well. Santa Rosa Avenue has moderate traffic northbound, moderate to heavy traffic southbound. Southeast Street has heavy traffic in both directions this afternoon, moving along smoothly, however, slowly. Mendocino Avenue between College and Steele, moderate traffic northbound, heavy traffic southbound, with an occasional backup at the intersection of College. Mendocino Avenue in the downtown area, moderate to light traffic northbound, moderate traffic southbound, with southbound motorists experiencing a backup at 4th and 5th, however, nothing unusual or out of the commonplace. The 101 freeway through the Santa Rosa area, traffic moving along very smoothly with no problem that I can see, however, considerable activity on the freeway this afternoon. Sebastopol Road, eastbound motorists are experiencing a backup at Dutton Avenue, and also northbound motorists on Dutton are experiencing a backup at this same intersection. However, traffic on the Sebastopol Freeway is moving along very smoothly with moderate activity there. Montgomery and Sonoma both have moderate activity, more traffic on Sonoma than Montgomery, but all of it moving along very well. We have moderate traffic on Brookwood, moderate to light traffic on Bennett Valley, with no problem at the intersection of Bennett Valley and Brookwood at the present time. A few cars, but nothing out of the ordinary. We do have construction activity at this location, however, presenting no problem to motorists. And traffic on Farmers Lane moving along very fine with no problem, as is traffic on 4th Street toward the Ringgit Valley area, Valley of the Moon. Also, the 101 freeway down toward Kentucky, which I just returned from, things looking very good with no problem. So, Woody, that's about it from the Tri-County KSRO helicopter, and I'll talk to you at 5:15, okay?
Okay, Edward, thank you very much.
Very good, goodbye.
10 minutes prior to 5 right now, 13:50.
Well, here's a little bit of good news for a change. It happened at the Congress for Community Progress in Santa Rosa. A plaque was presented to a representative from one of the nation's largest businesses. It reads as follows. Civic Art Commission Merit Award is presented to Standard Oil Company of California for the landscaping and preservation of the redwood trees at the new facility at 136 College Avenue, Santa Rosa, 1968, unquote. In turn, the plaque was presented to Standard's Chevron dealer, John Schaller. Now, official recognition for having done something worthwhile is always pleasant, and John is very proud of the award, as he should be. If you'd like to see it, or just stop by and say thanks, the place to do it is at John's Chevron Service, just west of the 101 freeway on College Avenue. Yes, under those beautiful redwood trees.
One of the most convenient shopping centers in the area is Mayette Village on Yalupa Avenue in Santa Rosa. There are many shops to serve you in Mayette. Some of them are Meadow Sweet Dairy, Mayette Drive-In Cleaners, Mayette Photography, Monty's Lighting and Appliances, Sprouse Wright's, Mayette Douglas Service, Popo's Drive-In, A&B Market, The Watch Shop, Peter's Nursery, and Walt's Mobile Service. All friendly merchants in Mayette Village, the convenient shopping center.
Yes, that's the word there about Mayette Shopping Village. Gals, you're going to do a yell for us right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. For the KSRO No Stars, right?
Right.
What?
We're going to fight. It's all right. We're going to win this game tonight. We're going to beat the Raiders. We're going to beat the Raiders. Beat the Raiders!
Okay, that takes care of that. And I tell you why I included that today, especially because this tape is going to go into a time capsule that will be opened 50 years from today and 100 years from today, and there's a chance that you three will be able to hear it. How old are you now?
14.
14, see? So you'll be, what, 64? 64 or 114. There may be a good chance of you making it then. And the KSRO No Stars, of course, are going to be playing the Oakland Super Bowl Raiders, a football team, in a benefit basketball game at Piner High School Gymnasium, Thursday, March 28th at 7:30, to benefit the Piner High Interact Club and the Piner High Track Club. Wayne Johnson, what can I do you for? Anything in particular? Okay. Tell you what I want to do here. I think I better get in another commercial before news time. Talk about Kilpatrick's bread. That should be a wild thing to do this afternoon. Increasing cloudiness with rain likely beginning overnight. Highs today will center around 65.
Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer. Pass it around.
Certainly. Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer. Pass it around.
Yes, sir. Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer. Pass it around.
Oh, yes. Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer. Pass it around.
My heavens, yes. Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer. Pass it around.
I would, but it's all good. Always buy at least 2 loaves of Kilpatrick's bread, then pass it around.
Kilpatrick's bread stays fresh longer.
Treat your family to fresh Kilpatrick's raisin bread for breakfast. It makes delicious toast. Kilpatrick's raisin bread.
You know, the next time you're in the mood for the best there is in town, get on down to Shakey's and have the best doggone pizza you have ever tasted. You know, well, you know why it's so good. It's flavor, right? That's what keeps Shakey's Pizza Parlor and Ye Public House so very popular. The tantalizing flavor of their tasty exotic cheeses and Shakey's secret sauce. It's spicy and tangy. No other pizza has it, or a crust like Shakey's. So thin and delicate it melts in your mouth. Add a little beer and some good time singing. And, well, what are you waiting for? Come on, everyone's going to Shakey's Pizza Parlor and Ye Public House in North Santa Rosa at the corner of Cleveland and Russell Avenue. Oh, yes, I want to add that Shakey's has fried chicken now. In addition to that mouth-watering, taste-tempting pizza. I still have several interviews that I'd like to get in, and we've got an hour down and an hour to go in this tape recording. It'll be played back in 100 years from now, and I'll do my best to get in as many of those interviews as possible between now and 6. Wayne Johnson has news in the other room. Ben Cleve will have the weather at 5, and I'll have more of this after that.
Well, it's spring tune-up time at Mabeo Brothers Union Service Centers. Time to shake the winter wear out of your car and have it put in the pink of springtime condition. At Mabeo Brothers, they'll give your car a complete safety checkup. You need a new muffler, shock absorbers, brake reline, complete repair? Well, see Mabeo Brothers Union Service Centers on Mendocino Avenue at Steel Lane or on Santa Rosa Avenue across from Foreign Automotive and Ed's Auto Upholstery. And Mabeo Brothers on Santa Rosa Avenue is your Hertz rent-a-car dealer, too.
This is 1350 KSRO, Sound of the Redwood Empire.
This is Wayne Johnson with KSRO News. Senator Robert Kennedy will announce tomorrow that he is entering the contest for the Democratic presidential nomination. He'll also announce which primaries he will enter, according to informed sources. Kennedy earlier today said he would make an announcement one way or the other tomorrow and told a group of Democratic women in New York, quote, "You can help me in the effort I am about to undertake." Gold prices skyrocketed in much of the world today, and the U.S. dollar plunged to a new low in Paris. There was panic buying that shoved the price of gold way above its normal $35 an ounce limit. London and most major gold markets were closed, leading to intense buying at open markets. In Germany, 2 Frankfurt hotels refused to accept American or British money. Tourists in other nations found it difficult changing their dollars for local currency. Further news after this word.
Hi, Dick Van Cleve at Doyle's Yacht Shop, who bring you the KSRO Ski Report in part on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and I have good news for the sewers. Girls, this is the season for color and texture. Doyle's Yacht Shop has the new spring fabrics on display now. For colors, you'll find the new ones have been tonally divided into the Sunny Brides, which are no longer brittle hues, but are slightly white and subtly toned and clear and sunny in quality, and the Piquant Pales, which are ranging this season from gossamer tints to ice cream and candy colors. And the selection of textures in fabrics is one of the largest in years. For example, the new knits offer non-stop wearability, easy handling construction, and a bonanza of carefree qualities. Choose from the polyester double knits, jerseys, which were the reigning monarchs of the recent European collections, the shell knits for lightweight open knit construction, and the textured acetate and textured nylon knits. Here's an invitation to you to explore Doyle's Yardage Shop, the showplace of fine fabrics in the name of fashion. Doyle's Yardage Shop, 2404 McGowan Drive in Montgomery Village.
Today, one day prior to Santa Rosa's 100th birthday, the 6th Annual Congress for Community Progress was held, sponsored by the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. A key topic in all the panels under discussion was the next 100 years. Following the luncheon at noon, the principal speakers were Redwood Empire Congressman Republican Don Clausen and the Dean of the State Senate, now in his 30th consecutive year as State Senator, Randolph Collier. Both men talked on the next 100 years for Santa Rosa with stress on transportation. The senator from Yreka stressed the importance of air travel and public transit, with particular emphasis, however, on the roadways.
The public thoroughfares are always going to be the principal mode of transport in this country. With the coming of commercial and general aviation, we're going to find that we can give some relief. But the time is coming when someone has to put together public transit. And for months now, I have been studying this problem and listening to all kinds of testimony. And at the present time, public transit is in its infancy in this state, and that is due to the fact that we at the present time do not have density of population. Public transport has been abandoned in many parts of the world because of the lack of density of population, and until we get that in California, public transport is going to always be a subsidized form of movement of people's property. And not only subsidized, but it's going to be only beneficial for the downtown core areas.
Congressman Don Clausen made reference to the changes that have taken place in the first 100 years of Santa Rosa's incorporation, and he noted that the changes in the next 100 years will be almost astronomical in comparison. He first envisioned the broad advances that will take place throughout the entire country and the world.
But if you think there have been some drastic changes during the last 100 years, you really haven't seen anything yet. The next 100 years, I submit, will see evolutionary changes in America and right here in Sonoma County on a scale unprecedented in our history. In fact, the trends of the 60s will be but a prelude to the world of tomorrow. Quite frankly, citizens living in the year 2068 will wonder how their predecessors of the year 1968 ever got along with their archaic technology and obsolete thinking.
Clausen went on to enumerate the numerous possible advances in the next 100 years. In sports, Jack Nicklaus is a two-stroke leader after two rounds of the Citrus Open in Orlando, Florida. And Sandra Haney has a one-stroke lead over Kathy Whitworth after one round of the Orange Blossom Classic at St. Petersburg, Florida. In exhibition baseball today, the California Angels edged the San Francisco Giants 3-2. In 10 innings, it was Oakland 8, Washington 4. Stay tuned now for the weather with Dick Van Cleve. The present temperature reading at KSRO's Hotel Flamingo Studios, 58 degrees.
Now, you can pick the color, the style, and the fiber of tomorrow today. Peninsula Floors in downtown Santa Rosa has made special arrangements.